When I was looking at what to say about the gospel and the readings today, it really sort of took me back to the beginning of life. Baptism. When someone is baptized, especially a child, we say, having given them a candle, with a lighted candle taken from the Paschal candle, we say, you are always to walk forever in the light of Christ, for you are a child of the light. And that's the theme of all the readings today, is light. If you look at a light close up, it's very bright. Jesus is preparing for his ministry, and he's saying, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And we're working now towards Lent, where we will be in that repentant season. When you look at a light and it is so bright, as you go further away from that light, the light dims. It becomes harder to see. Harder to see the things around it. So it's only right that the further we get away from Christ, the harder it is to see him. So that's the early part of the gospel and the theme. How many of you, and me, and the priests and the clergy, can say they are truly near the light of Christ and letting Christ's light beam out from them? It's difficult, I know. But if you think of it in that way, it makes it easier in a concept that hopefully we can follow. Get close to the light. While we're all in this situation where light is getting very expensive at home, myself and Denise have taken to sitting, watching television or doing whatever, and we have a candle that is actually warm in the room with the doors closed. But when you look at it, you think it's only a small candle, but it actually gives out a huge light, and you suddenly begin to adjust your eyes so that you can see the things even from that small light in the room. Try it sometime. The warmth it gives out gives you an inner glow. And that inner glow, if you think about it, is Christ. We all search for that inner glow that we can shine out to others around us. The second part of the gospel is the calling of the brothers. Simon and his brother, James and John. And that, to me, is showing that we see the crowds around us going to Whitby's harbour and see the fishermen working. Lots of them. But Jesus doesn't see lots of people. He sees Peter, James, John as individuals. And he's asking them to follow him. And they don't ask any questions. They get up and they follow him. In the same way, Jesus doesn't see a crowd of people. He sees you. He sees me. He sees our families. Small people. Small groups. And he asks us as individuals to follow him. So when you go away from church this morning, just think, are you following the path to the light? Or are you following the path to darkness?